This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. An effort to make it easier for victims of childhood sexual abuse to sue failed in the Colorado Senate Thursday. The proposal would have extended the statute of limitations, but the measure required changing the state constitution, which meant just one Republican needed to vote for it along with Democrats. But Republicans were united in their opposition. Senate Minority Leader Paul Lundeen.
It upends numerous constitutional and legally settled rights, including principles of legal certainty, the principle of finality of litigation, and other elements of due process.
This is the second year in a row the proposal was killed by Senate Republicans. Supporters now plan to gather signatures to put it on the ballot without needing the legislators' approval. College football standout Travis Hunter has his first professional assignment. CPR's Tony Gorman reports on this year's NFL draft.
The Jacksonville Jaguars select Travis Hunter from Colorado.
CU's Heisman Trophy winner will head to the Jacksonville Jaguars. He is attempting to be one of the first players in the modern NFL to consistently play both offense and defense. On Thursday, he was the first player in the draft to be announced at two different positions. Hunter's selection is now tied for the highest draft pick in CU history. Fullback Bo Matthews was also drafted second overall in 1974. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Denver and Boulder have the chance for more rain through this afternoon, staying cool today, then getting warmer through the weekend. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.